This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And tonight I'm taking you to Malawi. Malawi, where homosexuality has been legal since 1891. But this week they've had the first ever Pride Parade, last Saturday, which was organised with the Nyasa Rainbow Alliance. And around 50 people marched through the streets of Ligondwe in a show of defiance, obviously. So it's a big thing, I think, for a country that doesn't...
And look, they did it Malawi style. They wore masks, which is a good safety measure, and sort of wound their way through the streets, singing, dancing, and sort of protesting in their own way.
I mean, although it remains illegal, you can get up to 14 years in prison for men and 5 for women. But in 2012, President Joyce Banda has actually suspended those laws. So they're saying that they will no longer arrest people for queer sex, but society attitude haven't really changed. So why the mask?
There's things. Always
so,
a lag.
So it is changing legally, but there's quite a lot of violence towards LGBTIQ people from their family, mostly in the police, as we've seen in a lot of countries.
Well, it's interesting. The police didn't get involved in this.
Maybe there was a government mandate not to.
Yeah, and I particularly line this quote from one of the participants who said, "We just want a sense of belonging to this country, since we are part of Malawi, and so they're fighting for togetherness," which I think is a really nice way to phrase it. Now we're off to Turkey.
Still on the, of course, it's Pride Month. Over most of the Northern Hemisphere. Turkey, there haven't been good news stories for the LGBT community for quite some time, and here's another one, unfortunately. Turkish police have brutally attacked a banned Istanbul Pride parade. They used tear gas, rubber bullets, and 20 people were arrested. So Istanbul Pride has been banned for the past 7 consecutive years. Each and every one of those years, bar one last year with all the coronavirus stuff going on, each and every one of those years, protesters have still gathered in solidarity despite the threat of violence and police attack. So just this past weekend, hundreds of LGBT people marched through Istanbul's historic district of Beyoglu and chanting, "Rainbow is not a crime, discrimination is," according to local reports. Police in riot gear descended on the peaceful march. They used rubber bullets and tear gas and violently detained participants. As I mentioned, 20 were arrested.
Yeah, I saw footage of this on the news during the week, and it was quite brutal. It was very clear that it was very peaceful, just walking down the street. And,
there's been a lot of winding back any rights in Turkey lately. Mm. It's been quite...
Some of the 20 people who were arrested, there was the Istanbul Pride did post on their Facebook page later that they have all been released, so that's good. But what they said was, because we know behind all the bans, the attacks, the blocking and the attempts to ignore us, there is fear. They know we will not disappear by being ignored. So there is still definitely the act of defiance. The spirit lives on in Turkey despite all these challenges.
Yeah, good on them.
Closer to home.
Much closer to home. And this is an interesting little survey. Of course, most people would know that the Australia Talk survey has been out and about for a while now.
It's been
the
everywhere.
ABC's had, it's some interesting statistics. And this is a new, these are some statistics from that recent survey. So, as people might know, 60,000 Australians were asked their opinions on a range of topics. And this one's all about their acceptance of bisexuality, basically. And so the question was put to the survey participants whether how they would feel about a potential partner who was bisexual. Now we see the results are quite interesting. We see a big divide between different generations. So 44% of all respondents said they were not at all open to the idea. However, 56% said they're open to it. But the difference and is
there was 20% in there that said they were very open to it. So actually, that's a bigger number than I thought.
And the real difference you get when you break down the figures is that it comes down to the real difference in those generations. So 18 to 24 year olds, 84% said they're very open to it.
Wow.
But for Australians over the age of 75, more than three quarters said they were not at all
open to it. Wow, that is really big differences, isn't it?
And so it's interesting because we all know, and it's they interviewed as part of this story, a gentleman, James Dominguez from the Bisexual Alliance of Victoria, and he said a lot of these, the stigma around bisexuality is still, and he talks about they put together a group of people to walk in Melbourne's Pride, and they got heckled by people in the crowd saying things such as "get off the fence" or "make up your minds." You know, it's like, oh my God, it's amazing that these attitudes are still so prevalent amongst our own community, you know, and we've all seen it and heard it over the years. You know, bisexuality doesn't exist, it's just an undecided gay or lesbian. It's like ridiculous.
But, interesting, you know, too, young bi men are twice as likely to be closeted. They're not likely to come out.
Yeah. Interesting statistics.
And briefly?
And in Switzerland, there's an upcoming referendum on whether marriage equality should go ahead, and that vote is coming up in September. And the government has actually thrown its support behind the idea of that same-sex marriage should be made legal. So I think that's a step to sway the opinion.
Finally. Good heavens, Switzerland, you're well behind. And that's a wrap.
We're only in 2011, Matt.
Your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.